So interview with Roy.
How many places you have left in LA? Just the Pasadena or downtown? Or
there's nothing in LA now.
Nothing. Oh, bummer. Yeah, I was like, because I hadn't been in a while.
Because I sold back in 2014. I sold all the mainland. So
they got franchised or something, right?
Well, it was a joint venture.
Okay.
So I had a partnership with Outback Steakhouse. So with that, we built out 22 restaurants on the mainland. And through that partnership, we had a buyout clause. So after 10 years, we ended up selling our 50% interest in those 22 restaurants back to Outback. So I sold it in 2014.
Right. Because I knew, and I was like, I was curious how much you were still involved with those.
So I had it till 2014, and then basically, 2017, I visited the restaurants and made the transition.
So now you have nothing. I mean,
except for Pebble Beach.
Okay. And some of them closed down, but they're still out there, right?
There's still some out there. Unfortunately, it's
And how does that, does it ever have an effect on you? Because your name is on it, but you haven't kind of...
Yeah. It's kind of interesting where, people always felt that the ones in Hawaii were the ones that they really wanted to come to.
Yeah.
So, I've always kept Hawaii separate from, the different franchises,
yeah.
Joint ventures, all that stuff I did. But, Hawaii is extremely busy. The restaurants are still extremely busy. It's sad, yeah. It's sad, but, when I first started out, I said to myself, you can't be married to your business. You have to understand when to let go. So,
I understand. How many places do you still have in Hawaii?
We have 10.
10. I'm going to Maui next week. Be visiting one of your places. And,
please do. Let me know.
Yeah, yeah.
Or you can go to both if you like.
I think we're going to Kanapali. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, if you're going to Kanapali, there's a Roy's there.
Yeah, yeah. I think I'm in touch with Matt over there.
Yeah. Matt Deutsch.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, we'll host you there.
Yeah, so. I featured your places all the time.
But, we also have a Humble Market Kitchen in Wailea.
Oh, do you still have the one here, the
1840, yes, you still have that.
I thought about that, yeah.
Matter of fact, all these guys went there Thursday night. Thursday night. Dean Farring, Spike Mendelson, and all these guys, they all went over there on Thursday night. Yeah.
Nice. That, is that more for lunch or they have dinner too?
Yeah, dinner, lunch and dinner. Oh. No, we have... dinner 7 days a week, and we have Saturday and Sunday brunch.
Great. So I wanted to find out about your partnership with Alan and how you kind of got into this.
Food and Wine?
Yeah.
So many, many, many years ago, so before Hawaii Food and Wine Festival, Roy's always had because it's twofold. So Roy's always did a anniversary party every year. So to celebrate our 1 year anniversary, 2 year anniversary, 3 year, so on, we've always invited chefs to come over and be part of our anniversary party.
Okay.
So that's number one. Number two, at Roy's in Hawaii Kai, the original Roy's, we used to always host a Farm Bureau dinner. To advocate for farmers and the association can do for Hawaii. So we used to always host that dinner. So it was Roy and Alan and friends. So we used to have it at Roy's, but Alan used to always come. So it was always me and Alan, and we have always invited other chefs locally to participate and raise money for the Farm Bureau. So that's how. One day, I was married to Denise at that time, but I told Denise and a farmer by the name of Dino Kimoto, we just said, hey, listen, it might be a good idea if we can do something big for the state. You know, not for one entity, but for the state.
Yeah.
And do like a food festival, because we already know that it works, because, you know,
you got all the chefs and everything in your restaurants.
Royce, we've always done it. Chef Alan has a lot of friends in the chef world, and I do. So, and then Denise, with her background, you know, governmental affairs, you know, and then community relations, and she knows a lot of legislators, and, you know, she knows that whole gamut. So we said, you know, we should try a food festival, a large one.
See how it goes.
State of Hawaii, you know.
When was the first one?
So it was 15 years ago. So Denise, you know, called the Hawaii Tourism Authority, HTA, and we got funding. And we went to Warren Sean, from back then it was Southern Wine and Spirits, and said, hey, listen, you know, we want to do a food festival.
Can you help us?
You know, you want to, because, you know, there's a food component and the beverage component.
Yeah.
So we said, okay. So he goes, okay, yeah, that'd be great. So then, so it was me, Alan. Because, you know, we used to do those dinners, and then Denise organized this whole thing. And then we got, you know, Warren Sean from Southern Wine and Spirits involved. And then we got the, and then HTA through HTA, you know, we said, hey, we got to get everybody involved, right? We have to have a great partnership, so we got to get everybody involved. So travel and tourism. So we got the airlines involved, the hotels, resorts, you know, purveyors. So everybody got involved, and that's how we started. So that's why it's not for just one entity. Of course, we have events. It might be at the Sheraton, or it might be at the Hyatt, or it might be at the Hale Kalani. You know. So, but at the end of the day, it's more about what can we do for the state of Hawaii.
And that's why you did it on all the different islands too.
So we do it at different islands. We have different properties, and you know the venues are different at each one, so that people can hopefully
get different experience.
And yeah, get different experience.
I've been coming. I've covered it about four or five times. So it's great. I did you ever think it would get this big?
Oh no, I mean no.
it's pretty amazing, right?
It's pretty amazing, but you know, when you really think about it, you know, people in Hawaii. I mean, it's a small island. Right. I mean, it's a big city, but it's a small island. I mean, everybody is really, you know, it's just the way of life, and it's just the culture of Hawaii.
Yeah.
Where you try to help, you know, you're together. You know, you
not as much
win.
Competition, right?
Yeah.
It's more camaraderie. Yeah, I feel
so,
that.
So, like for instance, Ellen and I, we do a lot of events. Even though when you really think about it, you know. People might say, yeah, you guys should be, you know, how come you guys aren't really, you know, fighting, or you guys shouldn't, you know.
Yeah, your own places, yeah.
But at the end of the day, we've never done that.
I felt that, yeah. Other places are people.
We've always tried to uplift each other. We always try to do things together, because we know that two is stronger than one, for sure. And this island is, you don't want or need any of that extra, you know, it's too much headache.
Yeah.
You know, it's just too much BS, you know, I mean, you just work together, get things done, and hopefully what you want to do is you want to make things bigger and better,
for
rather
everybody.
Than trying to carve out your own niche, because at the end of the day, you got to live together, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm going to see him on the street somewhere and you know, whatever.
Yeah, you want to have a friendly vibe and a good camaraderie.
Yeah, I want to, you know, be able to shake hands, hug.
Yeah.
You know, and spend life together.